What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at G-R-U-N-S. S.co.
Tommy Lugauer.
Start Dart.
I love Tommy.
No biggie.
Dudes, dogs, and damage.
I believe in positive Tommy.
Oh, I've been working nights.
They call me Tommy the Rationalizer.
We all know Tommy Lugauer is a generational talent.
It's After Hours with Tommy Lugauer on The Fan.
Say it, honey.
All right, let's go. Tommy Lugauer. Lugie. Phone number to call, as always, 888-808-1019. As the Yankees snap their 4-game losing streak, we'll start with the biggest story, and that is Jose Caballero going on the IL, which sounds like, according to Boone and according to Caballero, is only going to be for 10 days. And I sure as heck believe both of them. I mean, Caballero emphatically after the game said, "I'll be back in 9 days," technically counting today as the 10th day. And Aaron Boone, you know, echoed those sentiments. Now, Anthony Volpe is being called up. And I think Aaron Boone did something that was quite smart. And this is one of the reasons why Aaron Boone is so highly thought of in that organization. This is a reason why Aaron Boone, besides the success that he has, a big reason why Aaron Boone has been the manager for the Yankees all these years, it's because he knows how to handle the media. He knows how to navigate the tough waters of New York City when it comes to the press. And what Aaron Boone did is he shut down any questions and conversation about what's going to happen in 10 days. Because when asked about it, hey, Caballero comes back, is he the starting shortstop? And Aaron Boone essentially said, yep, that's my expectation. Which is Aaron Boone speak for, that's exactly what's going to happen. Because Jose Caballero has been such a spark for this team. He has been such an energy infusion for this team. He has played so well and has given the Yankees a dynamic that they were missing, both on the field and off the field. That there is no way that anybody in that organization, even the biggest Anthony Volpe supporter, there's nobody in that organization that would sit there and say Caballero is going to lose his job because he got hurt for a week and a half. So Anthony Volpe is going to come up here. He's going to play shortstop, it sounds like, although you could use him in other places. And obviously McMahon now has experience at shortstop. But it sounds like Volpe is going to play short. But he's only going to be there for a, I guess, pun intended, short while. Because as soon as Caballero is back and healthy, which sounds like it's going to be in 9 days, 9.5 days, essentially, Jose will get his starting shortstop job back, which is the right thing to do. Because the team is, despite the four-game losing streak, overall, they've been rolling. They've been gelling. They've been clicking. They've been playing great baseball. And Jose Caballero has been a big part of that. He's been a big spark plug for that. He's been a big, you know, energy boost for this team. And it's hard to expect much here from Volpe over the next week and a half. Look, it's a tough spot. You missed all of this year so far. We all know what happened last year, obviously, with the injury he was dealing with the lack of production offensively, with the lack of production defensively. He now walks into a situation where he's only got the call here and this job because of an injury. He heard what Boone had to say. He probably heard what Caballero had to say. And if he didn't, somebody I'm sure is going to tell him. So it's one of those situations where you know you're on borrowed time. Doesn't mean Volpe can't find a role on this team at some point this season or down the line. But it's not going to be at shortstop. That's for sure. Especially this year. Long term. He'll get his burn there over the next week and a half. And there's really nothing he can do to sway, I think, the hearts and minds of both Aaron Boone and Brian Cashman and Yankee fans, because it's only going to be for a small little window. And quite frankly, everybody loves Caballero. Not to say they don't like Anthony Volpe, but Caballero is a big part of this team and somebody that I would not in 10 days sit, even if Volpe is batting 400. Now, it makes for an interesting decision, and I think Volpe can play his way into another type of role, maybe a utility role or something like that down the line. But as far as starting shortstop, not so much. Which means a couple things. Number one, there's no pressure on Anthony Volpe. There really isn't. Because it's not like it's hey, if I do poorly, I'm going to get sent back down, or this is my one chance here. It's like, no. They are giving the job back to Caballero in 10 days. So anything you do is gravy, and anything you do will be thought of, maybe we'll give Volpe a look somewhere else, whether down the line or, you know, after we try to figure out what this roster is going to look like come June and July and August for the stretch run to October. So there's really no pressure on Volpe. Otherwise, there would have been. Like, if he came back, let's say, in a couple of weeks to start the year, you know, mid-April, we'll call it, and Caballero hadn't really taken off yet, and Volpe was put back into the lineup, there would be pressure to perform based on the season that he had last year, based on the decline that he's had as a player, which isn't all his fault. Obviously, injuries have played a part in that. But at some point, it's, hey, the scholarship is over, and you have to realize what's going on here, and that is the team went out and got a shortstop that has performed very well, that is a energizer bunny for this team, a guy that can steal a million bases, brings a ton of fire, and now it's up to you to find a new role on the team, whether it's a utility role, whether it's second base down the line, whatever the situation is. It doesn't mean the door is closed on Volpe. It just means the door has opened up on Caballero. And now this is his position. And I think Aaron Boone made it very clear in Aaron Boone way, because Aaron Boone is never going to emphatically say thing. He speaks in code, and that is part of, you know, being the Yankee manager and handling a tough town, a tough media situation. Sometimes you have to be a little bit vague, but if you read between the lines and you speak Aaron Boone, which I do, Jose Caballero is the starting shortstop in 10 days. And Jose Caballero is going to do everything he can to get back on the field. So by all accounts, this is going to be short-lived for Volpe. And based on what Boone had to say, it doesn't sound like for now that Volpe is going to go anywhere else in terms of position. It sounds like shortstop, and that's going to be the situation. He's sort of holding the position until Caballero is back in a week and a half. And I think that's the best spot for Anthony, because it gives him an opportunity to just say, you know what, F it. I'm going to do what I do out here. I'm going to perform as well as I can, and I'm going to make them find a position for me and find a role on this team and to rethink my stance and situation and stature in this organization, my status, my position, which has now been lost, but those are the breaks. Sometimes, whether due to injury or due to lack of production, in this case, it was both for Volpe. Caballero took advantage of his opportunity, and he ran with it, literally and figuratively. And I applaud the Yankees for the way they've handled this, really, from the get-go,
first of all, sending Volpe down to begin with and not creating a situation where there's any type of controversy? Because there really should be none, but you know how it works. Because the bottom line is, Caballero has outplayed Anthony Volpe. If you look at Caballero last year, this year, and where Volpe was at and where he was tracking. And now Anthony has an opportunity to say, hey, look, that was an injured Anthony Volpe last year. Now you're going to get a healthier version of him. I'm going to go out there, let it rip, put caution to the wind, and I'm going to try to put my best foot forward. It's the iron sharpens iron situation. Where competition, so it's not about scholarships, it's about competition. That's the best for everybody. It's the best for Caballero, it's the best for Volpe, it's the best for the Yankees. And the Yankees, to their credit, Cashman, Boone, everybody involved, they've now created that environment. Because in the back of your mind as a competitor, Volpe still should have that spirit of, all right, well, they're saying that, you know, I don't have any pressure on me because it sounds like they're giving the job back to Caballero. But you know what? Let me go hit 600 over the next 10 days. Let me make them make a interesting decision. Or, heck, if Jazz starts to struggle, I'll go play second base. Or if McMahon starts to struggle, I can move over to third. And I could be either a utility guy or I could take over someone else's job. Sports are funny, and you never know. Someone else, hopefully not, obviously, but someone else can get hurt, and it could create opportunities for Volpe. So this is his time to shine. But I don't think there's any pressure because the shortstop job has been lost. Like, your real estate is gone. So now you essentially have nothing to lose, and your career could take on a different path now. Doesn't mean it's over. Doesn't mean it's even over with this team. It just means you have a different lease on baseball life.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, we're really doing this. But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at G-R-U-N-S. S.co.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
And the Yankees created this situation, and I think it's a positive one to create because it gives everybody an opportunity to shine. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. That's the big story. And then as far as the subplot, look, you snap a four-game losing streak, home runs for Goldschmidt, a home run for Grisham. Will Warren was strong once again, and Will Warren has been an unsung pitcher for this team all year. Obviously, Schlittler and Fried get all the attention. Rodon coming back gets a ton of attention. Cole, when he comes back, that will get a ton of attention. But Will Warren quietly has been phenomenal this year. And he's really taken a major step forward. And we talk about this rotation all the time and how much depth it has and how strong it is. Will Warren is a big part of that. A big, big part of that. Because even with these guys coming back, he's not going to lose his role. Weathers will lose. And Weathers has pitched well, but he is going to be the odd man out once Cole gets back. And you'll go with Fried, you'll go with Schlittler, you'll go with Cole, you'll go with Rodon, and you'll go with Will Warren. And Weathers can be a long man, he could be a one-inning reliever, he could be a spot starter, six starter, whatever you want to call it, but it's a luxury that the Yankees and Aaron Boone have. But there's no debate. I mean, Will Warren has got his spot in this rotation. He has been sensational. And he's got a lot of fire. I like him a lot as a pitcher. He's got a lot, he's got a little guts on him, which is nice. You know, a little extra something that you can't measure, that intangible. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. It's After Hours. It is Loogie here in the late night. Let's go over to Sean in Old Bridge. What's up, Sean?
Hey, first up in the lead off. There we go.
What's happening, Shawnee? You got to be excited off the win here. And obviously, you know, not the greatest news on Caballero, but he's going to be back in a little bit. And you get to see Volpe up here and see what he's got, you know, in the tank here in a new season.
Yeah, I definitely agree, and I saw that the game started off right off the bat with a good home run by Goldie, which was what I didn't even expect. I'm like, oh my, here we go.
Well, he always mashes lefties. So, you know, Goldschmidt, and I have a thought on this later on in the show about Goldschmidt, but I'll just give a quick one here. You know, Paul Goldschmidt is borderline Hall of Famer, and he reminds me of some of those guys that the Yankees had in their dynastic years, those veteran players that could come off the bench. They're not stars anymore, but, you know, like a Strawberry, somebody like that, who just, you know, not a star, not in their prime, but is such a valuable piece. You know, a Cecil Fielder, a Charlie Hayes, you know, those veteran guys that the Yankees leaned on so much. They had big names in other places, and then when they came to the Yankees, they were more of a utility guy, but they were so valuable, and that's what Goldschmidt is.
Way to go, Paulie.
Oh, so kind of like one of those players that was past their prime, and then they're in like in the twilight of their career. In that case,
yeah. Listen, Goldschmidt is definitely past his prime, but he's a borderline Hall of Famer. I'm not ready to say Hall of Famer, borderline, and I don't know what he can do at this point to enhance that resume. I suppose a championship could help, but that's more of a team thing. But yeah, obviously a terrific fielder, and in his day, the speed, he had it all as a first baseman, but he could still help you. Obviously. Against left-handed pitching, but his defense late in games. You know, Goldschmidt we talked about Sean, the running it back, and I disagreed with a lot of it, but Goldschmidt was definitely a good, smart, prudent move by Cashman to bring him back to this team.
Yeah, I think that's definitely agreeable, and he's really made a turn for the better, no doubt, and I think it could be, maybe it could be profitable for, like, here on out for this series. It's been very good for this series so far, and maybe it could be even better for, like, the next series coming up in the weekend.
Absolutely, the Subway Series. Now, Sean, you're aware of this, I hope, and hopefully the audience is aware of this as well. The start time for tomorrow has been changed due to weather in Baltimore. It is now an afternoon game, first pitch around 1:05. So just for you in the audience, if you're unaware, that decision was only made a couple of hours ago. tomorrow's game is a 1 o'clock start time, which means a couple things. Number one, you get Yankee baseball a little earlier than usual. And number two, you get me at night for 5 hours. You get a five-hour after hours tomorrow from 7 p.m. to midnight.
Loogie!
So yep, it's really a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, you get the Tommy the Total Package era of 5 hours.
That's right. You get a little of five-pack. We got to come up with, do we have a name for the five-hour show? I don't know if we do. Do I have a name? I used to call it Lugauer for Hours and Hours, the five-hour show. Because Lugauer for Hours, because I used to have the Lugauer, which was only an hour. And then if I did a three-hour show, I would say it's Lugauer for Hours. And then if I got a four-hour, five-hour show on the weekend, I used to call it Lugauer for Hours and Hours and Hours. But I don't really have a branding name for it now because it's just after hours. But really, 7 to midnight isn't quite after hours. So we got to get in the beat factory. What do they call it? The beat laboratory. That's what it was. Beat laboratory. We're men. We make beef jerky. We go on riverboat gambling trips. We go to the bathroom with the door open. We've literally never done any of those things. But we got to get back into the lab here and figure out what we're going to call the five-hour after hours. This I'm telling you right now, Rosenberg, this better be the best thing that's ever come out of your mouth. Because you have a suggestion, you have an idea. And quite frankly, the majority of your ideas stink. But I'm willing to hear it out. Let's go.
The Pentagon.
Okay.
Because the Pentagon,
I'm well aware,
has five sides.
I understand how many sides it on. It really, here's the bottom line. The fact that, here's why it sucked. A, it just sucked. And then B, you had to explain it. Anything
you looked dumbfounded.
No, because I thought it was horrible.
Yeah, I didn't know if you knew what a Pentagon
was. I don't know what the Pentagon is.
No, I meant the shape.
I know that, but why do they call the Pentagon the Pentagon?
It's five sides.
Correct.
So, I think it's the name of a band, too.
I don't think so. It's obviously the name of a wrestler, that's for sure. Pentagon Jr., he's had a million different names, but he's in WWE now.
Is it the band, the solo artists? Aren't they called Pentagon?
Who? Solo artists? What does that mean?
They do the holiday songs?
No, that's... No, my wife... Pentatonix.
Oh.
You were close. You were relatively close. But really, like, what does that mean, though? That the fact that you were close doesn't mean anything. It only matters in horseshoes and hand grenades. Doesn't matter if you were close. You had the P word right. That was about it. Pentagon and, well, there's like a Penn and Teller, but what was the name of the band again? I just said it 35 seconds ago. You can't possibly have a pea brain, Rosenberg. A gnat has a bigger, longer memory than you. You don't remember what I just said?
Pentagonics, I think you said, right?
Pentatonics is what I said. Thank you for your wonderful contribution. Now get back into the laboratory and come up with a better name for me for the five-hour after hours. Thank you. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Dan in Fairfield, Connecticut. What's up, Dan?
Hey, Loogie. I think that you're totally spot on with Goldie. I think he is. I love when people say borderline Hall of Famer because that means that they're not Hall of Famers, but they're really, really good. Like, they've had great careers.
You know what, though? And not to take a shot at the Hall of Fame, but because he's a borderline Hall of Famer, it means he's probably going to get in. Because
like Harold Baines is, when Harold Baines got into the Hall of Fame, I was, you know, because I grew up and I watched, I'm 52, so I watched Harold Baines.
Yeah, career. I'm 40, so and I didn't see all of it, but obviously Baines getting in, and I don't want to disrespect the guy's career, but the Baseball Hall of Fame has obviously loosened some of their restrictions to get in, and we know they're keeping people out, and they have their reasons for keeping them out, but they've kept down some of the greatest of all time.
In the old days, Mike would say it's not the Hall of Very Good, it's the Hall of Fame, you know, so it's like, you know, I love Goldie, and he's a great addition to this team.
No doubt.
And it shows tonight, but like, I just think if he had five more home runs for every year of his career, he would be a Hall of Famer.
Well, that's the thing. It's razor thin margins. From very good to legendary, and I appreciate the call, it can be something as simple as that. Not to turn it into a Hall of Fame conversation, but guys that finished with, 490, like didn't McGriff have very close to 500 home runs? I think he ended up ultimately getting in, but there should be that thin line between amazing, excellent, great career, and Hall of Fame. But Goldschmidt's right on that line. Now, look, he's still playing, but he's not in the prime of his career anymore, so it's very difficult once you exit the prime of your career to, if you are not a Hall of Famer and you are now at the backstage of your career, unless you're like Raul Ibanez or somebody that just had, and I don't see that from Goldschmidt, where you have some of your best years at the back end of your career. You know, most players, it's not the case. They either sustain, you know, like Ortiz or guys like that, even Pujols to a degree, who wasn't as good as he was in his prime, but still gave you numbers at the end of his career. Bonds, obviously. I'm sure players like Judge and Otani, but those are legendary players. They didn't lose a step. But Goldschmidt, the best part of his career is over, but he's still so valuable to a team. And he was a welcomed bringing back situation here for the Yankees. A re-addition, if you want to call it. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's After Hours, Lugie in the limelight here. Let's go to Tom in Jackson. What's up, Tom?
Hello?
Hey, what's happening?
What's up? I just have an idea for your five-hour show. How about Lugie five-hour energy?
Lugie, well, you've couple things there. Number one, I would think you'd have to then eventually get it sponsored, right? Because I'm sure I can't use that, but Five Hour Energy would probably be happy if they want to endorse it. That's for sure. So I'd have to talk to sales about that one. But I like where your head's at. You have a future as a program director around here. You know, you were. I don't know if that's the direction you were going. Sort of the synergy there, but I like that. Yeah, we got to come up with a name for the five-hour shows, especially 7 to midnight. Like, after hours makes sense from 10 to 2. I'll always call, and by the way, I'll always call it after hours. But you know how I have a, you know, 5 hours, so I have a million ways to mix in different catchphrases and different branding things. So, oh boy, yeah.
A caller called that did not want to get on the air suggested the Lugathon.
The Lugathon. Okay.
Lugathon, not Lugan. Luga.
Yeah, no, I know. Lugathon, as in my last name. The Lugathon. I like it. I need it to marinate a little bit more. It's one of those ones where you taste it, solid, and then you go back for a little bit more. And then you chew on it, marinate, you know, in your stomach, or digest, probably a better word. Everyone says let it marinate, but isn't it really digest? Because when you let something marinate, you're not eating it. Really, I want to eat it and then digest it and see how it goes through the stomach and how it essentially, you know, comes out. You know, so I want to come out of my mouth and I want to hear it. So maybe I'll try it tomorrow because, again, for the audience out there that maybe is unaware of this, tomorrow the Yankee game has been moved. The start time was originally, what, 6:45? Because they have these dopey start times in Baltimore. Let's get everybody in there 15 minutes early for whatever reason. They probably have reasons. I know there are scattered start times. It's confusing sometimes when the games start. But the game is already starting at 6:45, and now it's been moved to 1:05 tomorrow because of weather. Now, I'm going to regret this, I think, but I'll bring in Rosenberg on the weather stuff because I was always under the impression with Baltimore that it is the really one of the, much like Atlanta, a big-time city that has pop-up storms. So usually it's a storm here, a storm there, and you weather the storm, and then you play baseball. So I was surprised when I got the news that the game tomorrow for the Yankees and Orioles, the final game of the series, the rubber match, has been now moved to 1:05 p.m. instead of 6:45 p.m. because of weather. Does that mean we're just going to get a ton of rain all in Baltimore and then here, I would imagine, afterwards?
Yeah, I would think, from what it's looking like, they're going to get a big, big storm between the hours, like literally of like between 5 and 7, which will then move up the coast.
So that means the Met game could get banged,
no,
too.
No, because that's going to be around 10 o'clock.
We're on the coast.
It takes time for the low-pressure system to go up the coast,
well, how
right?
much time does it take? What do you mean
hours.
Up the coast? Baltimore's 10 minutes from here.
Hours, but it takes hours for a low-pressure system, possibly, to move up the coast. The Met, I think the Met game plays tomorrow.
So you're stamping that. So if you're going to the Met game tomorrow,
yeah.
Paul Rosenberg says you're going to be fine. You might drive in rain on the way home, or
yes.
if you're taking the train, you
yes,
might
you
get
will.
A little wet. Bring a poncho or an umbrella. But in theory, based on your weather analysis, and you study the European models. Now, when I think of European models, I don't think of weather, but you do. You suggest that there will be rain later tomorrow for the Mets at Citi Field, so they'll be fine, anybody going to the game. And now we know the Yankee game has been moved to 1 o'clock. I guess they didn't want to have a delay because of whatever. They just didn't want to deal with a delay.
Right, and you can, and by the way, More teams should do this. Move up games. If you think the weather is going to be bad, move the games
yeah,
up.
But you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Because what if you had a ticket for tomorrow night and you have work and you can't go to the game?
You're going
to
get a refund or a new ticket.
Yeah,
it's fine.
But you know how people are. Paulie, you of all people who live to complain, you know that there are some people that will bellyache about that because for whatever reason, that's the game they wanted to go see. Maybe they're an Oriole fan, but they wanted to see the Yankees. They wanted to see Aaron Judge or taking their kids to the game. You know how this works. I agree with you to an extent. Like, it's good to be proactive, but if that situation in Baltimore tomorrow night is sunshine all night, everyone's going to go, huh, why'd they move the game up to 1 o'clock?
Well, yeah.
So you can't please everybody is my point.
I agree with that.
You can't please everybody, but we are people pleasers here, and you're going to get more of Lugauer tomorrow. You're going to get Lugie for 5 hours in the after hours, 7 to mid tomorrow, and then the Yankee game, obviously, tomorrow. Pre-game's what, like 12:25? So you get less of Marash. That's a good thing. You get less of Sean and more Lugie. Everybody's a winner, and the Yankees, of course, will be at 1:05 tomorrow, their rubber match against the Orioles. Okay, 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. If you're heading back from Citi Field, love to hear from you, as A.J. Ewing's debut was incredible. The Mets put up 10 runs in his debut. They beat the Tigers in a very thrilling offensive performance from the Mets. We'll get into that coming up on the other side, plus your Yankee calls as well as they snap their four-game losing streak. So a lot of baseball early on here on the after-hours show. Got you till 2 a.m., so another 11:30, 12:30, 3.5 hours. So plenty of time to join the conversation. Again, the phone number is 888-808-1019. It is Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night, here on The Fan. 10:42, here on The Fan in New York City, Tommy Lugauer.
You sharp.
Lugie. It is After Hours. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. The Fan Focus. It is presented by Chef IQ. Is perfect steak possible? Discover how at chefiq.com. The debut, of A.J. Ewing couldn't have gone any better. As a team, the Mets, and as AJ, as an individual. 10 runs scored for the Mets. Ewing, a couple of walks, a stolen base, a triple. He looks like the spark that this team has been waiting for. The spark that I've been talking about for weeks and weeks and weeks. He just has that energy, that speed, and obviously looking to prove that he belongs in the big leagues as he sped his way through the minors rapidly because he was highly productive. And so far, in only one game, but so far, Ewing has passed the eye test. He looks like the spark this team has been waiting for. And based on the news that both David Stearns and Mendoza gave us about Luis Robert Jr., which sounds like Robert Jr. is not going to be back for quite some time, which does stink, but it gives an opportunity for A.J. Ewing to have a long runway here, an opportunity to flourish in his first taste of Major League Baseball. And so far, so very good. As the team was sparked to a 10-run performance, a great start to the homestand, and A.J. was awesome. I mean, the energy in the crowd, his family was going nuts, his dad was there, really good stuff. Really the things that make baseball super special because here's a kid that, you know, you draft him, he goes through the minor leagues, he makes his debut. I'm sure anybody that was there, and a lot of you probably went specifically to see the debut of A.J. Ewing, you got a great show. Double-digit runs, and he was all over the place. Triples, stolen bases, walks, he showed poise too. A little bit of moxie, I love that. And when you start to see the outfield of this team, you see the future. You see Soto. You see Benj. You see Ewing. And there's a lot to like, of course, about Soto and really all three of them at this point because Benj has been hitting the cover off the ball and Ewing is one for one in terms of the game he played. He was outstanding. So that outfield, Soto, Benj, Ewing, is the vision of this outfield by David Stearns for the next count how many years. Sky is the limit. Now, as far as David Stearns, he did meet the media, as he does here on the homestands. We'll get into some of the things that he had to say, including Carlos Mendoza's job security. We'll tackle that a little bit later on in the show, and we'll give you an update on what's going on with Francisco Alvarez as he left the game after what was an awkward-looking swing. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Ed in Mohegan. What's up, Ed?
Okay, first off, I got your name for you. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
The Big Lugowski.
I like it. As you know, I'm a huge Big Lebowski fan. Absolutely incredible.
Well, there you go. I'm surprised you haven't come up with it yet. You're the Big Lugowski.
I'm the Big Lugowski, and that would be more of a nickname than a five-hour show, though. So I would be the Big...
Oh, that's your big. Your longest show is 5 hours. It's so, the Big Lugowski.
Oh, man, I like that. I like it so much on the initial sort of intake. I think I'm going to like it even more because, number one, it's very good. Number two, it's a tremendous movie. And number three, it gives me an excuse to quote the lines I can quote from that movie on the air. Because when you're on the air for 5 hours, I love to mix in the movie quotes. So, Ed, as usual, brilliant stuff out of you.
Yeah, well, you know what? It just kind of pulls your whole show together, you know?
And that guy peed on it, so that's the thing. You know what I mean? That's the problem. Donnie,
this
please.
Is why I'm calling. I'm actually calling about the Mets tonight.
Yeah.
You said it all about the Yankees. Couldn't have said it better myself. But you know what? And you just touched on it. I'm loving, you know what? And it's funny. I dropped Grisham tonight. And of course, he hits a home run.
Did you really? Yeah.
I did it quick.
I don't blame you, though. You're bad. Yep. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? Nice.
I picked up Ewing, and I couldn't be happier. And I tell you, this weekend is going to be a tremendous. I mean, I hope the Yankees take them all. But you know what? It's going to be a tough, it's going to be a fun series. Adding this guy, those three in the outfield, and you got Christian Scott now pitching.
Yep.
I think the Mets are going to get very exciting and maybe go on a run. I didn't think they would. But you know what? I can see it. I mean, with Benj getting hot, they're going to be very interesting. They got plenty of time to pull it together.
They sure do.
You know what? I'm looking forward to it. I think this weekend is going to be a great series.
Well, I like where your head's at, too, Ed, because you're not sitting there going, oh, yeah, I want to just, you know, dog walk the Mets, and I hope that nobody shows up as far as Met fans at Citi Field, because I've gotten that from a few Yankee fans this week. I mean, you're looking at it more of, hey, I want a competitive, fun Subway Series.
It's going to be a great series. I'm a baseball geek before anything. Mm-hmm. And the Yankees are going to the playoffs. I'm not concerned about
on
that.
Roller skates, for sure. Yep.
Yeah, so, but I want to see the Mets, go back, too. 24 was great. I'm not a Met hater. The Yankees don't make it. I root for the Mets. If they go to the World Series, if it's 2000 again, I'm all about the Yankees. But you know what? I'm not a hater. You know, my cousin's a big Yankee Mets fan. When Beltran struck out looking that one year, I was with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Yankees were done, and I was there. You know, my first game. I'm a Yankee fan. My first game was with Shea against the Expos. You know, Rusty Staub and all those guys. You know, and then I became a Yankee fan. But you know what? This is going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to the Big Lugowski. And that's all I got tonight for you.
No, I appreciate it, Ed. That was tremendous. The Big Lugowski. I love that. This is a show dog. A show dog with papers. You can't board it.
Evening. Buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Has feelings. Bleeping dog has bleeping papers. Over the line, Smokey. Sorry, Smokey, you're over the line. This is not NOM. There are rules. You pull a stunt like that on the lanes, you pull your piece out on the in the lanes. I can't say the rest of the lines, but that's the thing with the Big Lebowski or the Big Lugowski here. I have to tiptoe around some of the lines. I can't curse on the air. And some of the other things that are a little bit graphic, I can't say as well. But one of the best movies ever. That was one of those movies that I probably saw. I was probably not quite the age I should be seeing it, which makes it even better because like, ooh, what's all this stuff? And what are they saying here? You want a tow, dude? I can get it for you. Don't ask me how, but I can get it for you. I can have a tow for you here in 50 minutes. Tremendous stuff. The Big Lugowski. Yeah, maybe that's what we go with for the 5 hours. Definitely the leader in the clubhouse here for the name of the, which will always be After Hours, obviously, but it's the different branding of the, this is a 7 p.m. to midnight. This is it. It's always under the umbrella of After Hours. Because that's how we keep it here. We keep it 100. It's always After Hours. But it's just a way to spice up some of the other shows that I do, which I'll be doing tomorrow, a five-hour show, because the Yankee game is been moved to, or has been moved, I should say, to 105, because there's bad weather in Baltimore tomorrow night. So you're going to get a five-hour Lugauer, or five-hour Big Lugowski, or a five-hour After Hours, or After Hours for Hours, tomorrow, 7 to mid.
So let's go.
What's that?
Yankees.
What is that? 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Dave in Flatbush. What's up, Dave?
I don't roll on Shabbos. That's all I can
say. Exactly.
So I'm actually coming back from the game. I went with my father. And for a team that really has been a train wreck this entire, you know, month and a half, had such buzz. I had to stand up for all of Ewing's at bat. And to see young guys, to see an outfield with obviously, like you said, with young talent and Benjamin and Ewing and Soto out there, and now I'm just waiting for like Tom to come back and Scott obviously to produce. And I love the fact that even if they're not playing well, you got this young talent that could be sustainable for years to come, which is something to tip your hat to, you know, considering what we've been having to watch for the last few months.
No, absolutely. And Dave, I appreciate it. Great Lebowski line there as well. You could feel the energy just watching the game. Everybody standing up, especially when Ewing was at the plate. And you're not going to make the guy out to be a savior. That's an unfair thing to put on him. But clearly, there was energy, not only in the park, there was energy with the team. He brings a lot of energy with his speed, the triple, the three walks, the poise at the plate, the stolen base. You love what he brings to the table, and obviously he cruised through the minor league system, and then he had a smashing debut. And you couple that with the way Benj has been playing, both in the field and at the dish,
there's a lot to like about the Mets outfield. Of course, the centerpiece being Juan Soto. You brought your bleeping Pomeranian bowling? What do you mean I brought it bowling, dude? I didn't rent its shoes. I'm not buying a bleeping beer. He's not taking your bleeping turn, dude. Donnie, please. You're out of your element, Donnie. All right? 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Paul in Cedar Grove. What's up, Paul? Hey, Paul, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, dude?
What's going on?
All right. I did like the last caller's leader in the clubhouse, the big Lou Gowski, but I think you got some low. I think you got some low hanging fruit here with the Loogie soundbite. So I'm going to throw this in the running, but I'm thinking Loogie evenings.
You made me laugh. I appreciate it. Loogie evenings. I feel like you're on an airline. Doo doo. Loogie evenings. I like it. This is good stuff here. I mean, Rosenberg's suggestion was completely awful, but what it did is it sparked a revolution of the callers. So we got the big Lugowski for the five-hour shows, and ding, ding, Luge, what is it? Luge evening. I like that. It's the Luge evening. I like that. Very good.
We brought Rosie back because not only is he a really good player, but he's a tremendous teammate.
You're my best friend.
Okay.
888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. It is a Loogie here in the late night. We got a few more hours to go. Plenty of time to take your calls on the debut of A.J. Ewing, on the Mets' victory against the Tigers, the Yankees, Jose Caballero going to the IL. Volpe is going to get called up, but the Yankees did snap their four-game losing streak. They will play a day game, the rubber match here, as it's been moved to 1 o'clock because of bad weather in Baltimore. So a 1:05 first pitch tomorrow for the Yankees. We have the Subway Series right around the corner here, starting on Friday. The Knicks, as they sit here idle, but they're still a massive, massive topic because they are a few days away, probably in all likelihood this coming Tuesday, for playing in Game 1 in the Eastern Conference Finals. The only thing we don't know for sure is where that game will be played. If it's the Pistons, it's going to be in Detroit. If it's Cleveland, it will be at Madison Square Garden. So a lot to do and a lot of time to do it here on the program. The number to join the conversation, 888-808-1019, Tommy Lou Gower, here on The Fan.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.